The local host committee for the Republican National Convention raised $38 million for a four-day spectacle, but with the RNC reduced to just one day, the organization is winding down. As WFAE Steve Harrison reports, it's giving away more than $3 million, including $500,000 of furniture.
Delegates are arriving at the Westin for 2 days of Republican National Committee meetings, followed by a one-day convention on Monday. A block away in the NASCAR Hall of Fame Tower are the offices of the Charlotte RNC Host Committee. The CEO, John Lasseter, says he's not going to any part of the GOP's events.
We're not connected at all at this point to whatever goes on. So we are, as you know, we're fully focused on our efforts to finish our wind down.
That wind down means settling roughly 100 contracts that were signed for a full-scale RNC that never happened. That includes settling with the Charlotte Hornets for the Spectrum Center, which was to host the president and thousands of delegates. Lasseter says the host committee has been able to pay its bills, and it's going to give away money. It's donating $500,000 of furniture and technology to organizations like Classroom Central and Habitat for Humanity. It's creating two grant programs. One of them will hand out $500,000 in grants to small businesses focused on hospitality and tourism, such as
caterers and event planners and printers and florists and restaurants and hotels. They've been, impacted, one, by the convention, and two, we got a pandemic.
The other is a $2 million grant program that will be administered by economic development organizations in the Charlotte area. The GOP moved most of the convention from Charlotte to Jacksonville, Florida, earlier this summer. But the Florida parts of the convention were canceled because of the pandemic, leaving just the Charlotte event on Monday. Earlier this summer, Lasseter said he was in shock by the decision to leave Charlotte, but he now says he and the GOP are on good terms.
No, I think it's been amicable, and we've worked hard to have everyone understand the difficult situation we're in.
336 delegates are scheduled to nominate President Trump for a second term on Monday morning at the convention center. Then they'll fly home. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.